Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
It's that time of night, you can't stay uptight. So come and join the people and I'm feeling all right. Here on Overnight America. Overnight America.
America. Oh yeah, man. It's fun to do this show every night, but whenever I hear that song, it gives me a little extra burst of energy. It's like when you're running a marathon. I act like I know what it's like to run a marathon. But let's say you could get into the mindset of someone running a marathon, and then they say, final mile, and you think, oh, I can at least do one more mile. And it pushes you through. That's what that song does to me. 314-436-7900. I wanted to bring a few things up this hour. And a little bit later, we've seen a lot of national attention continue for the local story here of the McCloskeys. And a lot of support for them. And locally, it seems like there's more support than not for what happened in the Central West End. But a couple of national stories have been brought up, and they've been making their rounds on TV, including Tucker Carlson tonight. I saw a clip of them on there. There's two stories that I want to bring out to you, and maybe we'll do that in a little bit. But I wanted to bring you a reminder, because last hour I started the show, and I thought I would do it one more time, because I know we get a whole new audience that cycles through every so often. So from 1 hour ago to where we are right now, it could be a 50% new audience, really. Tomorrow will be the debut of the Jim White radio documentary. Oh, am I looking forward to airing that for you. This is my second radio documentary in a series of what I hope to be 10. But the problem with this is that it takes a lot of time to put these together. I've spent a long time categorizing and pulling different types of audio clips that I think would be useful in the future, which makes it easier for me to put these together. However, when I'm working from home and doing other things, including this radio show, I find that I don't have a lot of other time to work on it. I work on this mostly in my free time, and I just do it because I enjoy doing it. I enjoy preserving the history of this radio station. It's such a great, rich history to it. And Jim White, one of the great personalities of all time on this station. If you look at the landmark stations that really made KMOX the station, it became a nationwide station. The way that it was just recognized and revered for everything it contributed to the radio industry. There's a few people that come to mind. Jack Buck being the number one. Of course, Mr. Hyland, number two. I would put Bob Hardy and Ann Keefe in there. Jack Carney and, of course, Jim White. Those are your powerhouse personalities that really drove this radio station. And ratings-wise, Jim White was, whew, unbelievable ratings. He was just one of the most listened to people anywhere in the United States because of the reach of KMOX. And I think I do a pretty decent job telling the story of Jim White. And I know if you are someone that listened to him back in the day, he retired in 1999, but we still have many people that listen at night because of him. I want to invite you to sit back, relax, Wednesday night, tomorrow night, 10 p.m. to midnight, 2 hours. It's the length of the special that you'll enjoy this documentary with me. And I'm so excited to debut it to you tomorrow night on KMOX here. And this time around, we are going to be able to post it online, which is kind of cool. Robert Hyland is going to be the radio documentary I did with Robert Hyland. That's going to be up there too soon. I'm hoping by the weekend. And we're coming into the 4th of July weekend. I mentioned to our program director, I said, hey, if you want to replay this, I know there's going to be opportunities where you might need some programming because it is a holiday weekend, or maybe someone can't come in on the 4th of July or something like that. I said, hey, well, you can play the Jim White special this weekend. So I don't know if that's going to be taken up. I hope it gives an opportunity for more people to catch it. I know not everyone could wait until 10 p.m. on Wednesday night. I know. I wish everyone could, but I know not everyone can. So I think there'll be many other opportunities for you to listen to this one. And digitally, too, is going to be a good one. But let me take a load of the names that are going to be included in this. I'm just going to let you know who you'll hear from in this radio documentary. Jim White, of course. Pat White, which was Jim White's wife. Charlie Brennan, Bob Costas, Bob Hamilton. Elaine Stern is the producer for Jim White for many years. Bob Heil, who did the High Tech Heil segment on KMOX here with Jim White. Of course, a big ham radio enthusiast. The microphones, Heil microphones, his stage, his speakers, his talk box. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. He made so many different things as a radio engineer. Fascinating guy. I had a great conversation with him about not only the industry, but Jim White. Who else was in here? Jack Carney has a great clip in this. Tom Langmeier, who was the general manager for KMOX in the 90s. Jack Buck. Frank Absher, who's a radio historian in St. Louis. Clint Hossie has a lot of enthusiasm for KMOX, also an admirer of the great personalities on the station. Bob Hardy, and something brand new, you, the listener. I actually included some of your phone calls talking about Jim White into this radio program, so I think you'll like it. In a few moments, I do want to get to a few things. I want to talk about Mark McCloskey and the debate, again, that went on during this Sunday protest that went through the private neighborhood, went through and broke through the private gate onto his private property, his response to it. And he's going on national television. He was on Fox News tonight on Tucker Carlson's program. I want to play some of that for you coming up. And if you want to call in, you can. It's the last hour, at least the live hour of the show tonight on Overnight America KMOX. You notice that St. Louis has been in the national discussion a lot, and there's a lot of people defending the McCloskeys. Mark McCloskey is someone that has now become a name that has surfaced many of times on websites, many different ways. But I think we're finding that people are much more sympathetic to Mark and his wife than they are those that were marching and protesting and breaking into this private gated community neighborhood. So I wanted to play a couple of the different interviews that we've seen from this. And he was actually on Fox News. Tucker Carlson spent about 4 minutes with him or so on the national program tonight. Tucker is killing it lately, by the way. He's been doing just a fantastic job in the ratings, and rightfully so. His commentaries have been great. So what we see is Mark McCloskey also with his lawyer, Al Watkins, high-profile lawyer. Do we need to really make a distinction there? High-profile lawyer. But he has been making these appearances and at least appealing to the public. Maybe you can stop with the death threats already. I was scared, and it was a rightful reaction to what we were witnessing. I've gotten a better perspective of what he was looking at when all of this went down on Sunday. At first, you really only saw the cell phone videos of them standing in their front lawn on their porch with guns in hand as the protesters yell profane things at them. They yell back at the protesters, you know, this is private property, get out of here. And what you start to realize is if they see this line of a couple of hundred people, you know, the number changes, but let's say about 300 people that are breaking in, and your house faces this gate where you watch all of this happening, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, this isn't good. I need to protect myself because the police certainly aren't going to come and protect us. This is how I have to do it. I need to let people know that, hey, I'm ready to defend myself. This is your warning. I have the right to defend myself if things get violent or if I feel like my life is in danger or my anything. You know, my wife's life, my property, my dog. It doesn't matter. Get out of here. And he's had to make this case that I think is a pretty understandable case. Now, there's the other side of things in the way he was handling this firearm. Does not make him look like he's a responsible gun owner. But the merit of what he was doing, I think a lot of people understand it. I would love to see Kim Gardner's office and the circuit attorney who put that threatening letter out to challenge him and try to do something, because I would love to see Al Watkins eat that alive. Because she had, let me play this real quick. On the Fox News interview, Mark McCloskey and Al Watkins. Here's Tucker Carlson's question for lawyer Al Watkins.
Mr. Watkins, do you think that the McCloskeys face the risk of being prosecuted in this?
Well, given the fact that we have a political animal in the circuit attorney's office, there is a risk. If the law prevails, long-standing Missouri law prevails, they're fine.
Yep.
A political animal in the circuit attorney's office. Now, that's one way to put it. The whole idea of they put out the circuit attorney in Kim Gardner's office. I posted a picture of this letter online, and I had some thoughts on it in Ryan Recker Radio, is where you can find it on Facebook. That might be an interesting way to put it, because this whole idea of, well, we're going to draw the line at someone that wants to defend themselves when they're in harm's way, that they're scared for their life, they're on their own property, and they're seeing trespassers come stomp through it. The fact that the prosecutor is going to try to hassle a homeowner that way, when all of these other terrible things happen in the city and she completely ignores them or refuses to bring up charges because of, you know, whatever motivation she has, political motivation, it's shameful that it even goes down there. So what did he call it? What was the answer to it?
Given the fact that we have a political animal.
That was on national TV. That was on national television. So I wanted to go back in a few things I wanted to play before Fox News' interview. How about this one from KSDK? They did a story, and I wanted to read you the headline of the story. Okay? Here's the headline from KSDK. Video shows gate was intact when St. Louis couple pointed guns at protesters. There's a few things I find wrong in this headline, okay? Number one, I don't know if they were particularly pointing at an individual. I don't know if they were actually aiming at an individual. I think they were pointing at the general direction, but I don't think they were actually pointing in here's a person that we're going to shoot. I don't see that the case, but that's number one. Number two, video shows gate was intact. So let's just look at this. If the story says, oh, here's the story. It's in the headline. Video shows gate was intact when St. Louis couple pointed guns at protesters. If the whole idea is video shows, you think your article that you write on this, your news article, would demonstrate the video in question. Okay, let's listen to the KSDK story. Let's see if they bring up that video.
Now, protesters take issue with McCloskey saying that they broke the gate before the armed conflict. Five on Your Side, Sarah Maki spoke to them and reports live from the Central West Stand.
Okay, so they go to the gate.
Yeah, Mike, I want you to take a look at...
Which, by the way, is now chained up, you can see.
Yeah, Mike, I want you to take a look at the gate that everybody is talking about. It is all chained up right now, and there is a portion of it that is bent back. But we did talk to a protester who was here last night, just before our 5 o'clock hit, and she said it was actually this left side that was being held open by what looked like a member of the clergy. The right was fully intact when the McCloskeys were on their front steps, with those weapons. I want you to take a look at some of the video from last night, and you will see the McCloskeys in that heated, tense moment.
All right, so now they're showing some videos, not of the gate. It's the video of them on their front lawn on their own property.
With the protesters outside. Now, this group was on their way going through the nearly 1 mile long route to Cruson's house to demand her resignation when they did cross onto private property. Organizers, though, they say things were peaceful, although they do say that their calls for justice were loud.
Myself and a lot of other organizers yesterday were trying to make sure that the message was not going to be obscured.
Okay, so they talked to a protester. Can they go back?
All right. You also just heard Maxine Glamour say that they didn't want that message to be obscured, calling for Mayor Lyda Crewson's resignation after releasing some of that information on a Friday live stream. So far, we've only been able to contact one of the people really at the heart of all of this, whose information was given out, her name and her address. And she says she seemed unaware that that had even happened until we contacted her today.
Okay, so that was the story. That was the whole story. A minute in 40 seconds. So let me read the headline to you again. Video shows gate was intact when St. Louis couple pointed guns at protesters. At any point during this news story that they broadcasted on their air, did at any point they say, here is the video that shows the gate was intact? Did they even say, here's the video you can see in the background. It looks like everything's intact. No, not even at all. The whole headline, the premise of writing this story is to try to say, well, there's an inconsistency with the message that they gave us. And, hey, we got video. And we actually, there's photographic proof of this gate destroyed. You can go online and see that. It's very easy to see it. The whole idea of KSDK trying to dispute for some reason that this gate wasn't destroyed at some point, but they make it their headline and then they don't show it or at all prove it. What's the reason to do this story into this direction if you're not going to actually prove what you said you were going to prove? And it obviously it proves the opposite. Maybe it's just the idea that, oh, people only care about the headline and they don't decide to go any further with it. Come on now. Come on now. Very, very misleading. They were on Fox 2. I mean, let's see. Here's from Fox 2. They did a story and they sat down with Mark McCloskey. He says he supports the protesters but defends decision when it comes to the rifle.
The McCloskeys say they support the Black Lives Matter message and the right to protect their home and family.
How do you feel right now about, you know, what you did in regards to feeling like you had to grab a weapon?
No, let me point this out real quick. Isn't that crazy that today's debate is that you have to side with one or the other? So people out there listening, I'm sure there's some very sympathetic and probably support Black Lives Matter. I'm sure there's some people listening right now that do. We have a very large audience, but I'm sure there's some that don't. I'm sure there's some that would say that you have the right to defend yourself and your property while you're on your property when you're threatened. And I'm sure there's some people listening, because we've had them call into the show before, that would say, no, it's just your property, man. What are you going to do? You're going to shoot someone because they want to go in and break your windows and steal a TV, man? There's some people like that. Oh, come on, man. Is stopping them from looting really worth taking their life over, man? You know, there's people that do believe that you should be able to just basically roll over and let anyone do what they want to you and your and continue to threaten you. And to the point where it's only justified when they've actually shot you? Is that the only time it would be justified to defend yourself? Give me a break. I've said give me a break about 8 times in this last segment. But here's the thing. The two aren't mutually exclusive. So he's a supporter of Black Lives Matter, and he's also a supporter of defending his life. And the sad thing about the narrative that we've seen inside a lot of the national media stories is that you cannot support the protests and also support defending property rights, and you also cannot support against vandalism, destruction, looting, all of these other things. Because if you do, then you're not down with the cause, man, and you're a white supremacist, man, and you're just, you hate certain races, man, and you can't, you know, that's the way it's always spun in the national media. So now you have someone, and people are having a hard time getting their head around this, because what's the first thing they said? Oh, here's a red hat wearing, Donald Trump supporting, Confederate flag flying type of guy out there threatening peaceful protesters. Now they're finding it's the exact opposite. And they don't know what to do with this.
If the same thing occurred today, I'd do it again. We have seen in St. Louis this kind of thing escalate very rapidly into violence and even murder.
They plan on speaking with CNN, Fox, and the BBC tonight. They want to make sure everyone understands their perspective, including how they say the gate was locked. McCloskey says he checks it every day because of his dog.
Two things. One is that gate sits right next to a sign that says no trespassing residents only. Okay. public property ends right there. By the time the event was over, I went out myself and took those pictures that have been on the web. The half of the gate opens on hinges, the other half is staked down with a drop bolt, and the gate half that was staked down with a drop bolt was destroyed.
What would you like?
Yeah, and you can see those pictures too, and I 100% agree they were being threatened by all of this. They, at least they felt they were being threatened. Totally understand what they were going through. We'll take some of your calls coming up. I think not John Goodman calling in after the break. Also, a look at your weather. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Overnight America is live up until 1 o'clock, then 1 to 2 is the replay hour, which you can catch. And I think you'll enjoy it. We have some really good guests to replay our interviews with. One, a SEAL Team 6 member. You know, historically, SEAL Team 6 gets a lot of notoriety because, and rightfully so, their tour in Afghanistan that took down Osama bin Laden. So Justin Sheffield is going to join us about his new book called Mob 6. And then Richard Battle is a business author. He wrote Conquering Life's Course, and we'll talk a little bit about the pursuit of happiness. Let's go to the phone lines. And Larry, welcome to Overnight America.
Good morning.
Not John Goodman, but Larry. Now, I cannot from the voice. And for whatever reason, it's got to be something that's plagued you over the years. A lot of people, I'm guessing, have made that connection.
I guess. Whatever. Anyways, who coined the phrase the Friday night fracas?
Oh, I don't know.
Jim White.
Tell me about that.
Well, that's just what he called it, the Friday night fracas. That was his name of his show on Friday nights.
Is that right?
Actually, Friday mornings, the Friday night fracas.
Oh, interesting. That's the first time I've heard that.
Oh, see, John Goodman comes up with tidbits. You came up with a tidbit tonight, though. Trey Gowdy.
Oh, I love
very
that. Yeah.
Honorable, intelligent prosecutor. I would like him to do his dissertation on Kim Gardner.
Oh,
this
boy,
woman, this woman aggravates me to no end. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, a police officer was shot and murdered. Four policemen were shot that night. Not one person spent more than one night in jail. Businesses were burned. I live in the county. I drove downtown to see the carnage. Mm. So now we have a situation where they came. The key word here is they trespassed. I don't care what anything else happened. They trespassed. They weren't supposed to be on that street.
Yeah. Well, think about it this way, and if you wanted to do it just as an individual homeowner, imagine that you have a chain link fence, and then a group of 300 people decide to break through your fence and march through. It's some sort of community property, but really it's private property. That would, I think, concern anyone.
I wish they would have had 300 Doberman Pinschers in their garage and hit the buzzer for the garage doors to open and sprung 300 Doberman Pinschers on them.
Doberman Pinschers.
And then they would have blamed the Doberman Pinschers for being racist.
Well,
anyway,
they would have had a min pin or whatever, the mini ones, because they got that little tiny dog that was even threatened. Do you see that? You can actually see them threatening the dog in the video, not the homeowners, but the mob.
So we missed one. This McCluskey was on Cuomo's show tonight.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Oh, and I listened to it. And Cuomo asked him, he goes, do you have your house set up to where there's video? And he said, I'm not answering that question. I'm not letting the public know whether my house. In other words, you have to substantiate your position. No, once again, my position has been substantiated. They broke in the gate. They came in an area where they shouldn't have been. You know, Kim Gardner's giving a little talk tomorrow. Did you know that?
No, where?
It's some coffee house. Now, if there was anti-Kim Gardner people there that wanted to bust the windows and stuff out just to make a point, would she be in favor of that?
Of course not. Well, that's the thing when it comes to their doorstep. Not. Now, imagine this was her house. Imagine if this is them going into their private residence and being threatening. You got to be kidding me that they would think that's all right.
Well, you have the elitists think different than the common folks. So at what point can we expect as a guest Trey Gowdy to be on your show?
I wish. You know, he's coming to town. He's doing a pro-life speech, and I said I would love to get him on, and apparently he doesn't do local radio appearances anymore, which is a bummer.
Wow, he's really fabulous.
He's great.
I always thought he could have been presidential material.
Oh, I thought he was great. But let me point out one other thing. Did you see what happened in that Chaz zone up in Seattle? So the mayor gets a taste of what it's like when they start to set this stuff outside of his home, and all of a sudden, then he starts complaining. So everything changes when it's on your front doorstep. And keep in mind that if you advocate for this sort of thing, this sort of violence, this sort of unruly behavior, these sort of threats and these demonstrations that we've seen that, by the way, are not all peaceful, it all changes when it's at your front door. It always changes.
I know it won't hold water, but they ought to bring charges up with that female mayor of Seattle. She's culpable for this. The police couldn't do their jobs, and I think three or four teenagers have been murdered, right?
I think it's up to two. Two people have been.
Is it
there's
two?
Been a lot of gun violence, yeah.
That's
all right, well,
terrible.
Thank you, Larry, for calling in. Good to hear from you. Bye. Let's go to David. Welcome to Overnight America.
Yeah, this is David. I'm originally from South St. Louis, and this is coming from someone that has ultimately been raised by the black community, but I have seen more and more and more people, let me make this clear that I am not for any lives that matter. Obviously, we all say that all lives matter, but I have seen more and more, not just the white community or the conservative community, but most people are changing their minds and seeing how obviously the liberals think, what they stand for, and this the liberals are making a worse and worse and worse case for anyone that's going to run for anything in the future. And just to make this clear again, this is coming from me. Even from a lot of the black community that I've grown up with and know personally, are seeing clearly what the liberals are standing for, other than just abortion and just other issues that they stand for. Everybody is seeing them for what they are.
Can I ask how old you are, David?
I'm 37.
37. We're the same age. And I'm wondering, so you grew up in South St. Louis. You probably had a different upbringing than I did, if you want to guess.
I've been shot twice, yes.
Oh, man. How long have you looked at this type of worldview? How long have you thought the way you're talking here tonight?
Oh, well, I was raised Christian. I've been a conservative my whole life. I only vote. Well, I'll be honest. I've never voted. But I've always been on the conservative Republican side just because they what they stand for morally. But I've always been able to see clearly, not only through my own eyes, but I see through God's eyes. I see through the Lord Jesus' eyes that what the conservatives stand for and against, that is, it is clear it's so clear, even from the 1800s, what the liberals and Democrats stand for, and the culture in the city. I'm not going to say a race. I'm going to say the culture for what the issues in the city that they stand for. They're blinded by obviously all the things that they want to do in life. The Democrats have been on the front lines of let's blind them as much as we can, and not just again a race, but a culture. I'm a Caucasian male. I'm 37, and it's not just about race. But the unfortunate thing is, there's a bigger racial side of this. But it's not just a race; it's a culture. It's a culture.
Did you say you've been shot twice?
I've been shot twice. Yes.
Oh boy, how old were you the first time you were shot?
15.
Were you running with the wrong people? What happened?
Oh well, yeah, of course, yeah. I was a lookout for local gangs, yeah. So yeah. I sold drugs at the local high school. Police were my security. I was the local little white boy that you wouldn't think that he'd ever sell drugs in a million years. That's why I say it's a culture. It's not a race issue. It's a cultural issue that the Democrats have always, and even being raised conservative my whole life, I was unfortunate. I had parents that unfortunately shouldn't have had kids to begin with, but they were loving Christian, literally loving Christian people, but they didn't know how to raise kids. Mm-hmm. But at the time that I was able to walk the streets at the age I was at, they were fearful of me and fearful of the culture at the time. I grew up, long story short, I grew up on the state streets in the brewery area. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a pretty clear, you know, pigmentation of where I grew up at. So
what changed with you? Like, how did you turn your life around? I'm assuming you have, because you're calling in here tonight talking about things like this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like I said, I was raised in a Christian home. The Bible was always made clear to me of what you do and what you don't do. My father was a situation where his father was in World War II, so his father came back unable to be in the home. My mother raised her mother, but I fortunately had two grandparents, or somewhere down the line, that someone pointed them towards God. Mm-hmm. So that's where the morals came in. So morally, I was raised correctly, but just parents that they were unfortunate enough to where they didn't have my father didn't have his father, my mother didn't have her mother, but mm-hmm. they were pointing in the direction of God. So they were at the point of, you know, this is the way I want to live morally, more or less. I always knew better. That's the main point. I always knew better, but I didn't have better. So that was the only, and that's why, again, I can't stress enough that obviously the black community that is such a large part of, they don't have fathers. Even some of them have fathers, but some of them don't have mothers. And if a young man without a mother is no better off than without a father. So mm-hmm. yeah, you need a father to show you how to be a man, but you also need a mother to soften you to the point of knowing how to treat people. Most of the time, a father is going to show you how to be strong, how to be strong-minded, how to be strong-willed. But a mother is going to be there to soften you to the point of, you've gone so far, stop.
Yeah.
And this is as far as you need to take it.
Well, I'm glad you called in tonight, David. Thank you for sharing your story. Have a good night. Wow, that's interesting. That's real fascinating. You never know who's listening, really. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
We're going to have our replay hour after 1 o'clock, and I know you're going to enjoy it. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. We're going to talk to two authors. One, Justin Sheffield. He's a SEAL Team 6 member. He served for a while in the Navy and part of SEAL Team 6, the group that went in and took down bin Laden in Afghanistan. He's a combat vet, and he's got a book out about his time in the service, not specifically just that one time, but his entire time and the difficulty coming back. Mob 6 is the nickname for SEAL Team 6. It's also the name of his book. And also Richard Battle joins us in the next hour. He is an author of Conquering Life's Course, Common Sense in Chaotic Times. So what comes to mind when you hear the phrase, in the pursuit of happiness? We're coming up to the 4th of July. That's something that I'm sure will be on a lot of people's minds. Kevin Kleen did a whole other story last week that I did not get a chance to air, and I've been hearing about this, and it wasn't posted online, but I finally found it. It's a whole other story about, well, I'll let you enjoy this and find out for yourself.
Here in the parking garage at KMOX, there is a pigeon nest that has sprung up during the pandemic when so many people are away, and it is right above the smoker's nook. Maria Keena pointed this out to me the other day. She said, don't step there. It's right above the area where people would congregate, and you know, the pigeons lean over when they have to take care of business, and it's bombs away. So there's a big Jackson Pollock painting right here on the what would be a good parking space where people would congregate. Now, the nest is empty right now, but I see just 20 feet down the line here, there's a pigeon. This might be a pigeon from the nest here. I feel like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. It's a walk a little closer, about 15 feet away. He's looking at me, kind of twitching his neck. This is a gray city pigeon with a green neck and dark stripes on his wings. And he's looking around. He's on a ledge that overlooks Olive at Tucker, looking down on the U.S. Bank building. And I'm getting about 5 feet away. He's really looking at me. What I would really like to ask him is, since you don't have to worry about bank deposits or matriculating your teenagers through private schools or your 401k, what do you think about? I'm about 4 feet away. He's twitching his feet. He's looking around. He's regarding this guy. Oh, there he goes. The pigeon is left. Pigeon are mysterious people, but they have expanded their habitat and their way of life as the humans have withdrawn from this concrete mecca that is downtown St. Louis during the pandemic. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
He goes outside into the KMOX parking garage and tries to interview a pigeon. Oh, I love that. I absolutely love it. Well, that about does it for us tonight on Overnight America. Tomorrow is the big debut of the radio documentary of the big bumper, Jim White, who dominated radio airwaves for many years, late night airwaves. He had a style on his own and was something very special and unique. And I know he means a lot to many people still listening to KMOX late at night. So tomorrow is going to be the debut of the radio documentary. And there's so many great people that contributed, people that I interviewed, great clips from the archives, moments from his show, very, very special moments. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, we're going to debut it. Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, in honor of Jim White. We wait till 10. We actually start Overnight America at 8 o'clock tomorrow. We'll do a couple of hours leading into it, and I know you're going to enjoy this. Just like if you enjoyed the Robert Hyland documentary, you're going to enjoy this one. So tell your friends about it. I posted about it on Facebook at Ryan Recker Radio. Replay hour of Overnight America coming up next. Enjoy the rest of your night, and I can't wait to play that for you tomorrow. We'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.